Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
We're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975-7370. 3776, the number to get in here with us.
Can you apologize, please?
For what? What I do now?
Can you apologize for what the comments, the words that you had that were hurtful to people?
I didn't. I said Houston Powder Coaters has touched your area if
yes.
you live there. I didn't say they touched you in an area that was inappropriate.
You knew exactly what we were talking about, didn't you?
Yes, I knew
Houston
exactly.
Houston Powder Coaters, you want to apologize to Robin?
I saw the tweet.
Apologies all around.
Apologize. Just apologize.
No. Houston Powder Coaters is touching the
what?
Houston Say, area. It's, the okay. Houston area.
Okay.
There it is.
That's much better. Not your area. Hmm.
If you live in Houston, it's your area.
Did you say people's areas? Is that what you said?
No.
God.
The Houston area.
Like, I'd like to apologize for what John said.
Oh, you're apologizing.
Apologize for him so we can move on. Christian Javier is, I said yesterday I called him hot booty juice.
Do you want to apologize?
I don't. I feel like I'd like a parade for being right on my prediction. Not like that was a minus 500, but... He lived up to the hype yesterday, only went beyond the hype. So not only am I going to give up a run and three hits in my one inning, I'm also going to exit the game after the first with arm issues. So if you missed it, Christian Javier, I didn't even get to see the first inning. I'm like, I saw the score. I'm like, oh, Javier. And then I saw he pitched one inning, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Me
this
too.
Isn't enough for him to be out. You yeah. know, one inning, he gave up one run. This isn't enough to be out. So I went to play-by-play. Then it said Blue Boss starts the second inning. So I just went to Twitter. I searched Christian Javier, and there he is. Videos of him trying to warm up for inning two, and he's like, ugh, walking off the field. They're going to get Christian Javier. You know what? I feel bad for Dana Brown. I feel even worse for Joe Espada, if I'm being honest. Joe Espada has no chance. He had a halfway Astros team last year because of all the injuries. And right off the jump, he loses Christian Javier and Hunter Brown. And he doesn't have his closer. And Brian Abreu's imploding him before our eyes. Joe Espada's got to be saying, oh, my gosh. I mean, at least he's got Christian Walker hitting well. You know, and Yordan has been Yordan, uh-huh. and Altuve's been Altuve. At least he's got that. But from a pitching standpoint, pretty hard to win when you can't get people out. That's really hard to do. I guess our stopper, we're just have to wait for our stopper, Imai, now to do his work.
Imai. And,
I think Imai's the best pitcher on the staff now, currently.
Yeah.
Right? He has to be.
Yeah, you know, he absolutely is. Well, and,
he's pitched twice as an Astro.
Game one of the big series. Biggest series in baseball, maybe one of baseball in history. The 6-7 Astros against the 4-9 Mariners. This is huge. This does not get bigger. Does not get bigger.
It doesn't get bigger?
And we get off to a start with Imai? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Yeah. Why is my timeline all Diana Rossini? Good Lord.
Well, you look it up once and it's just going to be there.
Man.
The algorithm.
Congratulations on your algorithm.
I mean, goodness gracious. Can we stop already with this? There's one. The New England way. It's Diana Rossini up in the stadium, and Mike Vrabel is down below looking up at her. It's Bill Belichick with his 14-year-old girlfriend.
Well,
or whatever.
Oh, 20-something.
27.
20-something. Whatevs. It's Aaron Hernandez being arrested and somebody else in court. It is just
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, it was Diggs. I mean, that's the Patriot way. Is that the Patriot? Is that the Patriot way? Because you, I thought we, you know who has the fewest arrests of any NFL team
of all time?
Our guys. That's right. Do you know who has the fewest losses in NFL history right now?
You told us the Texans.
The Texans, fewest losses.
I mean, they are the youngest team in NFL history.
I don't care.
Currently,
it's the fewest losses, Dell. Why do you have to look at everything half empty?
Because you need to.
I look at it half.
You need to provide context to people. What does that stat mean? They just have been around less than all the other teams. Like
fewest losses, Dell. Boom.
What about losing?
Winner.
Where do they rank as far as losing percentage is concerned, or winning percentage is concerned? Are they? Do they have the best winning percentage in football history?
That doesn't matter right now. It's the fewest losses. That's all everybody's talking about.
I feel like it matters.
The fewest losses. Okay. That's it. So, boom. Winner. That's right. We win.
That doesn't make them winners.
Mm-hmm. Fewest losses means you're the biggest winner.
The Texans currently rank 27th in winning percentage all time.
I mean, if you want to look at it that way. I guess if you want to look at it that way, that's
fine. The only teams
fine.
Worse are the Falcons, Jets, Jags, Cardinals, and Bucks.
I guess if you want to look at it that way.
It is one way to look at it.
I'm looking right. at, speaking of that, I'm looking at the Texans' first play. When we come back, there's a site that has what position gets drafted first for all these teams. And I want to, the Texans have a very interesting little board here. Kind of speaks to the job Nick Caserio's done. I want to get to that when we come back.
Okay.
Kind of get to how Vegas sees the Texans in terms of needs on draft day with the first pick.
Okay. That's how Vegas, okay, when you know what? Vegas has a pretty good idea. Pretty good. You usually have a pretty good idea. So we'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere, but first let's talk a little Zadig.
Let's talk about Zadig Jewelers, and I go to the website Zadig.com. And when you go, you can see, do you know Zadig has their own designers in-house? And so they have their own lines of jewelry that you can take a look at. Really, really great. And, you know, they're going to have something for everyone. They've got bracelets, earrings, necklaces, rings. They've got men's jewelry, if that's something you're interested in as well. They've got an entire bridal section. An entire bridal shop at Zadig. Of course, that includes engagement rings are there from a variety of designers. You can design your own ring if you want or work with one of their designers to create something that's special. And you can, on the website, you can explore their bridal and diamond guide. So it gives you all the information that you need from that standpoint. And it helps you in terms of choosing the metal you're looking for, choosing the type of settings and the style, choosing the type of stone that you're looking for. Zadig has it all, 28,000 square feet. It's a beautiful facility. Their experts are amazing at finding exactly what it is that she's going to absolutely love for Mother's Day, for example. So find a Mother's Day gift, do it within your budget, and do it with the experts over at Zadig Jewelers who have a variety of jewelry to choose from for you. You're going to find something perfect for her every single time at Zadig Jewelers. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard at Zadig Jewelers.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadig Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, welcome back. Let's talk a little NFL draft. Before we do that, have you guys seen the three guys on stage who do every pop song with just four chords?
No, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that?
Mm-mm.
It is really, really good. I'll include you on it. I'll send it to you. And it is, it's amazing. Just four chords, you can play pretty much every pop song ever. That's all you need. That's all you need.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that.
Anyway, let's go. So you got the odds of what every team will draft, the position that every team will draft.
Yes. So most of the teams, this site was sent to me and asking about the Texans. And so they have a variety of positions to choose from. Well, they have basically not every, well, pretty much every position, really. And what would you think is the first position that the odds makers in Las Vegas have for the Houston?
It has to be offensive line.
Offensive line is minus 155. So you would
defensive
wager.
Defensive line is second.
Defensive line is second at plus 160. So you basically, it's one or the other. It's one or the other, right?
I think I would take, if you're going to, I'm going to do defensive line.
Yeah.
First of all, I get better odds. And secondly,
yeah, I'm with you.
I think that's the.
They built up more of their offensive line for now, where they're not desperate. D-line, they still could use an interior defender. So I'm kind of with you on that one. What do you think's next?
I would say probably, I think it should be corner, but.
It's linebacker.
Linebacker. Okay.
Plus 850, 8.5 to 1. Look how big a jump that is.
Right.
The next one?
The next one would
you
probably,
say cornerback?
I would be corner. Would not? Is it not corner?
They have it wide receiver, plus 1,400. So
even
14,
after last year where they took every
and Tank Dell coming back. Well, I assume Tank Dell coming back, although the Texans said to pump your brakes. Yeah, wide receiver 14 to 1. Hmm. Now, there are going to be some wide receivers potentially at the back end of one. So might make a little bit of sense. Safety is 20 to 1. Running back is 22 to 1. Cornerback is 22 to 1. Tight end is 25 to 1.
So is this the first pick overall, or just
the first
pick?
Drafted player.
Oh, yeah. Well, forget about it. All the first forget one. About it. They're not doing
That's
that.
What I mean. Like the Texans now, when you look at pretty much every other team, at least the third option is like plus 400, plus 500. The Texans' third option is plus, what did I tell you? Plus 850.
Yeah.
Like it's O-line or D-line, and that's it.
That's it.
Linebacker, which they may even have there because I've been throwing that in the mock for the, I threw it in the mock, the last mock for them. And they have two linebackers. I think To'oTo'o should have some competition and could lose a job against a good linebacker. I think that's I think linebacker's in play for your first two picks. However, and they have two linebackers whose contracts end after this year. So I could see that as a third one, but it's so far off. And after that, it's like, forget it. There's no chance of any of these others. That's what it looks like. You look at every other team on here. There's a lot of teams that have, like, the Kansas City Chiefs, O-line, plus 250, D-line, edge, plus 260, cornerback, plus 300, wide receiver, plus 320, safety, plus 650. That's for the first player drafted. Now, some of that has to do with where they're drafting and what their needs are, you know, obviously. But for the Texans, unlike any other team, they are the most decided, like their roster has decided that, and their draft positioning both, when you look at both of them, it's decided that there's only a couple different places they can go. And I would say that's probably accurate.
Yeah.
Could they surprise us with wide receiver?
I guess. Nick will tell you, I don't even know what that means. Because I love when he says, because we only draft best player available. We don't know what this position thing you speak of is.
Never needs.
Never.
Even
never
though every needs. Draft is addressed needs.
It's that there's
every
no,
first round is addressed.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah.
They draft best player available at a position of need. That's just the part he doesn't
know. They don't. No. They just draft best player available. Okay. That was what I would. That. See, he doesn't even understand the words you're saying.
Okay.
Nick doesn't understand a lot of words.
Well, I think Nick understands all of it. He just feigns understanding.
I would go with a different approach than suggesting you're ignorant about a lot of things when you want to deflect from answering questions. You know, I don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah.
How are you dumb? He's not dumb. Find a different way to tell people you don't want to answer their question.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
That you don't understand it is not the best way. Not the best way.
I'm not concerned. At least I know you get what I'm saying. You just aren't as concerned about it as I am.
Yeah. I don't know why you're concerned. I'm not. Yep.
I like the position he has the Texans in, though, headed into the draft. I feel good about it. I feel good. I really feel good about the Texans in the draft this year because their needs match up with the board. So the board's heavy on – the board's got some O-line depth at center especially. They got starting centers into the fourth round. That's a need. They've got defensive tackle depth in the first two rounds. That's a need. They've got linebacker. It's a good linebacker draft for the first three rounds. maybe even into the fourth, but first three rounds for sure. That's a need for the Texans. So actually, I think the board lines up really well with what the Texans' needs are and where they're picking. I'm actually very happy. I look at some other teams, and I'm like, oh, man, this team could be absolutely screwed. Like the Cowboys at 12 could be in for a world of hurt. Bucky Brooks and I, they're making us do a mock. We take a pick. Like we do, we go pick. And all the players are off the board. The Cowboys need a cornerback. The Cowboys need, you know, they could use a safety, but they need cornerback. They need
this draft is 11 deep.
Pass rush. Well, no, the problem is if you need pass rush and cornerback, you could very well be screwed at 12 because there's not somebody who really fits there. Not until you go further down the draft. So the Cowboys may be overdrafting somebody at 12. Like I gave him Keldrick Falk. I'm not putting a 25-year-old pass rusher in Mesidor at 12. I'm not doing it. That's not
ageism.
But the Cowboys aren't drafting a 25-year-old there. And so I don't know. And then I guess Jermod McCoy from Tennessee was off the board at 11, so I didn't have a cornerback I could put there for him. I guess you could put Dylan Thienemann, the safety there at 12. I mean, if you're feeling froggy, go ahead and do that. But based on how this went, I was like, oh, there's no pass rusher, no corner. Dallas could be trying to trade out at number 12. Or they could just try to go best. They could go Kenyon Sadiq, I guess, along with Jake Ferguson. I guess they could go wide receiver. You know, I could have put Mekhi Lemon there, but then I like, am I really going to have all the money invested in CeeDee Lamb and Pickens and have to pay a first round top 12 slotting for a third wide receiver? And Jake Ferguson, I think, just got a deal. And you got a quarterback who's one of the more expensive quarterbacks. Like, that's a ton. That's a ton of money in the passing game. A ton. I don't know. I had a hard time coming up with somebody for the Cowboys. There's going to be some positions that aren't good. For the Texans, trust me, this is a great board. It's just a matter of Nick hitting his evaluations and D'Amico hitting his evaluations, and they should be in a good spot.
713-780-3776. Do you have a team that you would like to hear? I'm sure it's he's going to call up about Baltimore, the Ravens.
What are the Ravens
going to do? But, yeah, the Texans – It would, okay. Nick would really, really cause a stir, wouldn't he, if he drafts something other than O-line or D-line?
Yeah.
It would cause a stir here. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? We need line help. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It would be a stunner, and you could make some money off of it, plus $850.
Man, can I
plus
get
eight? Wow!
Can I hang out in a hot tub with Nick and see if he'll give me the information?
Oh, that's ugly.
Oh my God!
What?
You're trying to
We're
be an
friends.
Insider?
I just want to be an insider.
Are you trying to be an insider?
Completely innocent. We're both friends. We're just friends.
Like just good friends. With
good
Nick.
Friends and Nick. Nick,
I don't
told
think
me.
Nick has good friends outside of the football world.
I'm just trying to make some money. Would Nick slide me the info so I can make some money?
Absolutely not.
I didn't think so.
He doesn't give any info on anything. He's worried that everything is top secret. Everything.
You don't think if he was in a hot tub, he would give up the information?
Yeah, just
no.
Hey, Nick,
I don't think
Nick
would spend any time in a hot tub.
You looking to take an off ball linebacker?
Time. Why is he in a hot tub when he's got football stuff to do?
Well, I mean, you take a little break.
No, football robot. There is no timeout.
Hey. You know what? Nick might be like, hey, I did all my stuff already.
Yeah, he's already prepared. way prepared.
I crammed for this test already.
What I've heard about
Oh,
him.
Look at my offensive line. I guess they're not very good. Why tell her? I look at all the Pro Bowls. I guess he's not any good.
Here's what I've heard about Nick. He's, you
Can
know,
you
his
tell
Nick,
it to us on the other side?
His nickname is Football Robot. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, okay.
There is no such thing. There's only football in his life, and that's it.
That's it.
And that feels accurate.
You know what? There's only a break in our future right now on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back. 713-780-3776. You want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5? 703-780-3776. The Masters is underway. Jack Nicklaus hit a snapper that went right over the crowd's head and was actually dangerous. Actually was a little bit dangerous. Wyndham Clark took to Instagram to officially announce his relationship with Emily Tanner at the par 3 yesterday. She was his caddy.
How old is Wyndham Clark that he needs to go to Instagram to announce?
Wyndham is in his 20s.
He's 32 years old.
Maybe 30-ish.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. 32 years old, Wyndham Clark. Yeah. Are you too old to do this?
32?
To announce you got a girl? Is that what he just told us? Hey, look, I've got a girlfriend.
I mean, maybe it's really serious.
Cool, but
we haven't seen him do this before, so maybe this is the one.
Okay, then if she's the one, I mean, I would protest against even engagement photos, so I don't care. But let that be the announcement of how serious she is. You go to Instagram to tell us you have a girlfriend, Wyndham's like, ooh, look, I'm having sex. I'm going to let you guys know I get to have sex with this woman. Thanks, Wyndham.
You don't know that they're having sex.
I don't know, but it is an announcement that someone likes Wyndham Clark enough to maybe kiss him, I guess, since you don't want to go as far as saying they're having sex.
Yeah.
Is Wyndham Clark a big enough star for this to matter?
In the golf world.
So golf people were trying to figure out who Wyndham Clark was dating?
They're interested in Wyndham's life. Maybe you're not. Okay.
Will the Golf Channel have a special segment on Wyndham Clark's new girlfriend?
Well, when Stephon Diggs announced he and Cardi B were a thing,
I didn't care about that
excited
either.
Excited you?
No, it didn't. Okay. Lance brought that to the table. I didn't care about that. Did I bring the Stephon Diggs is dating Cardi B thing to the show? No. I brought the BBL smell thing. Or was that Lance? I don't remember who that was. I remember that. That's funny. That's why that became a part of the show, but I don't care who's dating who. Wyndham Clark, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, you don't care, but a lot of people do.
Who?
They care about Wyndham Clark.
Have you met anyone who's... Hey, did you see who Wyndham Clark's dating?
Yeah. They care about each other.
John, you are our biggest...
What Wyndham Clark is doing and that his life is fulfilled.
Well, will Doctor have a segment on the golf show about Wyndham Clark's girlfriend?
Maybe. You don't know. You're not... Are you his producer?
When you... Thankfully not. Not because I don't like Will. It's just the subject matter. Mm-hmm. When you did a show with Will Doctor, did you guys ever talk about who was dating who in golf?
No, we talked about marriages that ruined their golf game.
Well, of course.
Right.
That's a tried and true sports topic.
Right.
The wives or their relationships ruining the guy's ability
to
play.
Billy got so mad
at
that.
I bet he would.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry. It's just a fact. Okay. Yeah, it's just a fact. That you know what? He used to be good, and he's not anymore. Just not anymore because he got married. And
do you approve of Wyndham Clark's girl?
Yeah. I don't have to approve. I don't have to approve.
But you like
Wyndham
to
Clark's
make
girl.
Judgments as a judge.
I'm not judging anybody.
If Emily Tanner came into your courtroom.
It's just a nice
let's play
little
the game.
Announcement
let's
by
play
the
game.
Peeps.
If Emily Tanner came into your courtroom accused of a crime, would she go free, or
innocent.
Would you put her in jail? Okay, then you approve.
Yes. Yes. Innocent.
She's a social media influencer. That's why Wyndham Clark put it on Instagram, because she is in that business.
Right. Right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys don't know who Potguider is, but he just bladed one through the crowd. It's just a tough start from Potguider. Oh, well. All right.
That's a real person?
Yeah. Yeah. Potguider. Yeah. So sorry. And he just, well, he's not going to be around. Dude, you won't know him at the end of the tournament because he won't be around. He just bladed a chip. He looked like me on that one. He looked just like me on that one. All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5, you are more than welcome to do that. Astros in a bad way. Get a day off, though. All right? The Astros with the day off today. Much deserved and needed day off for our team after a 6-7 start. A 5-2 start has turned into a 6-7 start. After a terrifically horrible road trip so far. But it can all be better with a sweep of the Mariners, which is, I think, in our near future. With a very near future, a sweep of the Mariners, the 4-9 Mariners. They suck. They suck. And then I think you put them away for the season if you sweep them here. Do you think the season is over once you sweep the Mariners this week?
I think nope. It's April. Yeah. I don't care about any of this stuff in April or May. Come see me in August where baseball matters. I don't even like joking. I don't even like your jokes right now. The Astros are literally in a position where their pitchers are falling out. And they haven't even gotten through the rotation four times. They haven't even gotten through four starts. Hunter Brown made it two starts before he had to miss what is probably going to be a minimum of a month, more than likely, by the time he pitches next. Christian Javier he's already out with an arm injury. I mean, what are the Astros going to do?
They're fine.
What are they literally going to do?
It's not that big a deal. They're yeah. very deep pitching wise. Apparently you're not watching the game.
You got jokes, but you don't have answers. You know how bad this is about to get. It was already tenuous. It was already tenuous where you had to hope Christian Javier became a pitcher, and now it's like he's not. Well, you're better off with him out than in. More than likely, right? You're better off. You have a better chance of winning if Christian Javier doesn't pitch at this point, even without even knowing who the pitcher is. I'm being serious. This is not a joke. Do you have a better chance of winning a game if Christian Javier doesn't pitch and a minor leaguer pitches than if he did pitch?
No.
You don't?
You listen.
Based on what you've seen, you think somebody you've never seen in the minors couldn't do this or pitch better than this?
Yeah, no. Listen, losing Christian Javier is not a loss. It's not a big
No, it's not a loss. I mean, it's a loss in the yes. sense that you're losing someone you were hoping could be a major league starter.
But
and
he's
now
not.
You have a hole.
He's not.
He's not. He's no. not.
No, Christian Javier going down is certainly not Hunter Brown or Emi or Burrow. It is the least concerning loss in the rotation. I don't think, and I think it's by far. I don't know how you could have kept putting him out there every fifth day. I don't know how you could have done it. He's just that bad. He's that bad, and it was not looking like it was getting any better. I certainly didn't wish him to get hurt.
No,
but you were going to have to make a decision. Do you know the White Sox have already sent? Already sent their opening day starter down.
Really?
Yeah. Shane Smith. He was an all-star last year, and they've already sent him down to the minor leagues. He was their opening day starter.
After three starts.
Yeah. I mean, he...
Wow. How bad was
he? Well, he couldn't... He just walking everybody. He threw 171 pitches in 8 2/3 innings.
Okay. What? Yeah. So this is clearly... He's got to go down and fix mechanics.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Okay. Yeah. His whip is 2.52.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 5 walks and 8 strikeouts. 2 walks, 1 strikeout. 2 walks, 1 strikeout. But, yeah. No. Ooh.
Just
not
awful.
Great. And, you know, last year he was.
So, I mean, if you want to look at it, the Astros are not the White Sox. How about that?
Well,
we didn't have to send our opening day starter. We both lost our opening day starters.
Yeah, he's on the IL, not the.
Right.
Not the minor leagues.
We didn't have to demote him.
And then did they lose their third starter also, the White Sox?
But their third starter is better than the.
But our third starter is just a hole in the roster.
Our third starter is not a major league starter.
Our third starter is Japanese.
Our second starter is Japanese.
Well, what do you consider?
Well, he's our ace now.
Yeah, I know.
He's our ace now.
Right now, you got Burrows. You hope pitches better. You got Emi, and you've got
and Lance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And Bats, we need you to wake up a little bit, Bats.
I mean
you're going to have to start getting into your 7, 8, 9 run lanes again. We can't have this one run crap is not going to cut it.
Not trending well, what with in Colorado, you were outscored 23-9.
Yeah, and when you look at this, This year, you have had a one. As a matter of fact, in your last five games, you've had a one, and a zero. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you didn't. You had the 11 in that one. You've had a one and a one. You had a zero earlier, but you had zero opening day. You've had a zero and a two and a loss, a four and a loss, a 10 and a loss, a seven and a loss, a one and a one. But, yeah, got to wake up. You're at the Rockies, and you did score seven in that one game. But,
well, the good news is one and one, Seattle's pitching. Now you got Seattle's pitching. That's the good news. Instead of the Rockies.
They're 4-9 for whatever reason.
Yep. 713-780-3776 to get in with us.
You know, the Astros are the favorite. Astros are the favorite today. Or they have the better chance. I'm looking at, I don't know if they're the favorite.
The Astros are not playing today. That's why.
I mean, when they play Seattle, I mean. They're
a favorite?
Well, they've got 51.6% ESPN's matchup predictor has a 51.6% that's a win percentage, according as opposed to 48.4% for
the Mariners. Only because of their records.
My guess is the Mariners clearly aren't playing well. My guess is the Mariners will be it'll be something like -115. It'll be close to a pick.
The Astros will wake the Mariners up. Nope, I'm sure.
Wait a minute. Hancock has thrown 12 and two-thirds innings, given up six hits and 14 strikeouts with one walk and two starts. Emi has seven walks. How does ESPN matchup predict? Yeah, you're right. No, Mariners have to be a bigger favorite than that.
Yeah.
Have to. Even if they're not hitting, they have to be.
Yeah. Do you think the Astros can avoid bad news on an off day? Like, it's been a...
Are you setting us up for you about to tell us something?
No, I'm actually not. It's been a run of bad news, whether it be actual on the field or injuries. Can they avoid a bad news drop on an off day?
Well, no, because we're going to get...
Are we going to get an update on Javier today? What?
My guess is we get an update on Javier.
I don't want an update. Can we save it until game day?
My guess is it'll be...
You know what bad news is? He's okay. He'll be back next start.
Oh, see, that's ugly.
But it's true.
Who would you rather
He'll be an injured list.
Other
my guess
than my
is
guy.
Jason Alexander. Put him out there. Let's go.
I don't even know what he's doing right now. Just throw him out there. I
told you he had a historically great start against Tacoma. Innings, no runs given up. Of course, the Astros minor league system didn't hit the ball, so he lost 1-0.
I don't care. Get him up
here. But he was great.
Get him up here. He was perfectly functional last year.
I don't know why, as I said, I don't know why he didn't make the opening. I know the reason they wanted to get him starts, but why is Javier starting games ahead of Alexander?
You're paying him. Poop. He's a veteran. You got to give him a chance. I thought he'd get four starts, and if they were all bad, he'd be gone. Now it's my guess is he'll hit the IL is what we'll hear, 15-day IL, and then they'll reassess and reevaluate. Yeah. Is my guess what they'll say. So we'll have two pitchers on the IL already. This is just I don't know what this is, man. Jim Crane has got to figure out a way. Major League Baseball has to figure this out. This is a serious, this is catastrophic.
I think they do have a plan. They're going to give everyone a year off.
In 22, the Astros, literally, even if you wipe away Justin Verlander out of 22, you say, okay, he's not going to be here beyond that. The future looked bright with Urquidy as a fifth, with Christian Javier, with Hunter Brown that was on the come up. You weren't even sure what Hunter was going to be yet, but you knew he was probably going to be pretty good. You had hopes. But Christian Javier looked like an ace. You had Luis Garcia ready to slide in. Like, this is all just imploded.
Disintegrated.
It's just disintegrated other than one guy, and he's on the IL after two starts. I mean, how in the world is this okay? You just paid a crap load for a closer, and he's not even starting the season. He's on the injured list starting the season. Like, this, Jim Crane has to get this figured out.
Well,
what's he going to do?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's a Major League Baseball problem, but this is a serious, serious
problem. He just changed the whole training staff. What do you want him to do?
I know. I don't know. No. I don't know, but it's not a tenable situation.
No. All right. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm watching Jameis Winston. He's a rickshaw driver on a bike. in New Orleans with a microphone and a speaker singing to the people on the that he's riding around. Jameis Winston has become a... He is a national treasure.
Can you remember the last football thing he did that made a mark?
No, right? One can remember that. It's impossible to know.
He was a World Baseball Classic. Yeah, he was the reporter for World, a correspondent for World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, but what about football? What has he done?
What's the last signature football thing you remember from Jameis? The 30 and 30 season.
He's had some.
Yeah, I mean, real football, not just saying stuff on a sideline.
Yeah, not eat W's and whatever.
Yeah, probably the 30 for 30. Yeah, that's probably it. That's probably it on Jameis.
Which is not a good thing. It's just a remarkable thing. You could throw 30 picks and get to still
get 30. How did he come up?
Oh, John saw him in New Orleans. Whoa, John saw a video. He's in New Orleans singing. Is that what was happening?
Yeah, he was riding people around on rickshaws.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to turn into just a... I think he's trying to change his brand, and he's like, yeah.
Well, he's going to be on TV forever now. He will be... Yeah. We will be seeing him. Oh, there's a picture of Chris Collinsworth and Patrick Mahomes getting caught at a hotel in Arizona.
I saw that.
Cinnamon is here. Let's get Cinnamon in here, see what she wants to talk about. Hi, Cinnamon.
Hi, guys. I have to disagree with Lance about the Cowboys draft. They are trading for the Cardinals' third pick or the Browns' sixth pick. Also, what round do y'all think Jacob Rodriguez will get drafted in? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, those are real. Those are real questions. I thought that was one of Eric's girls.
Oh, it is one of Eric's girls.
Well, she didn't say anything crazy,
but
though.
She had a... What? But she had a real question?
But yeah. It's, yes.
And who will get drafted when?
Jacob Rodriguez.
Jacob Rodriguez.
He's a lock to go in the second round. Unless he sneaks in the back half of the first. But really? I see him. Yeah, I mean, you just never know. But I would say, because the Cowboys need inside linebacker, and Sonny Styles is off the board, and if the Cowboys value a linebacker, they have two first round picks. If they value a linebacker, they could surprise everyone and go with the linebacker with the second pick. So it would be early, but Jacob Rodriguez, I would say second round, unless somebody gets froggy and takes him in the first. And then, yeah, and then you disagree with what I said, and that's fine.
Is he a sneaky Zach Thomas?
Actually, when I watched him, there's some Zach Thomas type stuff. Yeah. I may have even used that as my comp, as a matter
really?
Of fact. Yeah, I think I did. Although they like, you know, they prefer to have guys now who play now. I wrote Zach Thomas. Hang on, Jacob Rodriguez. I might have instead said Carson Schwesinger just because he plays now. Yeah, my comp I put Carson Schwesinger, but the guy he reminds me of is Zach Thomas.
Yeah,
because he's physically, you think, and he's actually not a bad athlete. He actually tested better than people expected. But you expect him, like, he gets to places that you don't expect him to get to because his instincts are that good. So Zach Thomas isn't a bad comp. It's just that Zach was a Hall of Famer?
Did he end up in? He should. He should be.
I bet he is.
Dell, that's your guy, Miami guy.
I bet he is. In 2023.
Yeah.
He made it in the Hall of Fame. So that's always, you know, when you compare somebody to a Hall of Famer, it's always a little tricky.
Yeah.
Because people say, you think Jacob Rodriguez is going to the Hall of Fame? No, I don't think that. I think that Jacob Rodriguez plays kind of like Zach Thomas.
Him. Right.
That's it.
Yeah. No, a smart, just high IQ. Yeah. And Texas Tech. And, yeah, all those things. And he could, you know, he could quite possibly be very good. So he's got a chance to sneak in on the first round. Nice.
Whoa. News of the weird. How about this? Former teacher arrested. Teacher allowed students to sports bet on her phone, and they won $125,000. And she was arrested because, it was seventh graders. No. Kenny just said, if I was a teacher hearing seventh graders talk about sports all day, I'll do the same stuff. Free her. Yeah, she facilitated gambling with minors and endangering the welfare of minors. It was at a high school. She let kids bet on her phone.
Making $125,000 endanger them in any way?
Well, it obviously didn't. She's the one who got jailed. Didn't endanger them in one single bit, apparently.
It didn't endanger them at all. I mean, what the hell? She got some tips from these kids. They're great. That's awesome. I mean, they're trying to learn how to, you know, live in America in 2026. Gamble away all everything. That's how we live in 2026. Okay? Every sports league endorses a gambling site.
And the kids busted people up for $125,000 on her phone. I wonder how
she got caught.
Oh,
when they win, I could see if they lost.
How did she get caught?
And the kids are destitute on the street.
How do you think she got caught? I know exactly how this happened. I don't know, but I know.
The kids bragging.
Yep. Told their parents, and the parents went, what? Your teacher's letting you bet on basketball?
Well, it was me, okay, JT came home, seventh grade, and said, our teacher let us bet. I said, well, what? And he goes, yeah, we won $125,000. I said, well, where's our cut?
Yeah, but
where's our cut?
It ain't you. It takes one mom.
If she ain't sharing any of it, she should go to prison. But here's the question. What does she look like?
She look good.
Huh?
Good enough.
Innocent.
Good enough.
Innocent. I mean, it's not like
I'm not sure that we need you running the legal system or the morality for children. You can bet on sports if you're in seventh grade. Where's my cut?
What if they lost and they say,
hey, come up with something. Come up with a little something.
If they are
we're
doing
break your
all
dad's
the work,
legs.
If they're doing all the work and making her money and she ain't sharing it, then you know what?
I'm sure she shared it. You know how she got caught? Is somebody told their mom.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Pigs get fed.
Or somebody who wasn't even, do you know what? Or some girl went, do you know what the boys at school are doing? Yeah, they're betting on Miss Davis's phone. They're betting on sports. What? Yeah, they're betting on sports on Miss Davis's phone during fourth period. What do you mean they're betting on her phone? This is exactly how it went, I guarantee you. Yeah. Somebody who wasn't even involved, but probably who was involved, they told. And then immediately the school got, and then the teacher realized, oh, I shouldn't have done this. And then bang, charges, arrested. She's even got a mugshot. She's a little bit of a mugshot, shawty. A little bit. Not bad.
Good for her. God bless. She should be. She'll be found not guilty. I mean, it wasn't like, okay, I could see
the
hottie teachers that are having sex with the little kids. That's terrible. Don't do that, okay? But gambling with them, what? I mean, we got to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, she's okay. You'd still probably.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's all right.
She's
you'd
all
still, right. You'd still probably let her walk with, but house arrest.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on your legal.
Yeah, my legal
system. I can't believe
system.
No one wants to call today on this show, of all shows.
I know. This is a holiday show.
It feels like you'd want to.
Basically a holiday show. Tomorrow we're at East River 9, and we want to remind you, go to our website and sign up for our golf tournament, and we're going to have a bunch of Coors Light sponsoring. We found that out. So it was a great, great day for everyone involved yesterday when they found out Coors Light was involved with our golf tournament. It is going to be at the end of the month, and we want you there, okay? And all you have to do is go sign up, and you get an early bird special. If you sign up early, you won't get that. If you sign up when? Late. There's no late bird special. It's an early bird special. By signing up now, you're going to get a discount. So go to our website, ESPN975.com or something like that, whatever our website is. Is it ESPN975.com?
It is that.
Okay. ESPN975.com. Go there. And sign up for our golf tournament. And Coors Lights will be flying. Okay? And therefore, Dell and I are going to host the post-game awards.
I am
not.
Will
be
don't
some kind of
misrepresent
fun.
What's going to happen there.
Okay?
It'll be a good time for all. I will not be hosting anything beyond the 10 to 12 show.
10 to 12, and then you're going to stick around until like 4
to 4:30.
Not doing
that. Not doing that. You may be
4:30.
You'll
and
be the life
gonna,
of the
you
party.
And I, we mean, will host the post game awards.
I don't want to hang out with you at any point, let alone around golf.
Yeah.
Where you're in your drunken element. Forget about that. I'll be home, comfortable, watching something on Prime while you guys are having a good time. Either way, you know, if I didn't have a car, where I would get a car, maybe sell a car to someone, where would I do there? Or excuse me, where would I do that
at? Go to gimmethevin.com. You go to give me at what point? At some point, I'm going to walk into the clubhouse while you're doing your show and scream at you.
That's great. It's not like that hasn't happened before.
Yeah, everybody loves that. Time for me to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com, though. Time for me to talk about John Clay Wolf. I was asking, as a matter of fact, an SMU guy yesterday. You know John Clay Wolf. He's a big SMU guy. He loves them ponies. He went there and he turned. He's a Dallas Houston guy. He started here. He decided, you know what? Instead of buying cars for somebody else, I'm going to buy cars for myself. I'm going to buy cars and I'm going to sell them at auction. I'm going to fix them up and I'm going to sell them at auction and see what kind of business that is. Well, now, billions of dollars later, billions with a B, John Clay Wolf, biggest and the best. I'm not sure I can say biggest. He's one of the biggest in the United States of America. That is a fact. And John Clay Wolf has gotten there because he said, I will pay more for the vehicles. I'm going to lose money in some instances, and that's okay because I'm going to continue to do volume, volume, volume. And how do you do volume? You pay more, okay? Why would you sell your car to someone that's going to give you less for it? All right. And maybe it's family. I get that. Okay, that's fine. But if you're selling your car out there on the open market, get the most you possibly can, and you set that market at GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. Tell John Clay Wolf, make sure you tell him you heard it right here, GiveMeTheVin.com.